Live from New York City, you're tuned into the Demon Fire Show!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Somebody dial 911!
Prepare ship for lunatic speed!
We have to fight faster! Annihilate! Hell! Hell! Hell!
Shut up!
Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Here we go once again, motherfuckers. Friday night show. This is DJ Demon Fire with Steve Grillo. Say hello there, Grillo.
What the fuck?
And Kodo the Mongoloid.
Yo!
See what I mean?
Only half Mongoloid.
Fuck you, man.
Say something again. Say something stupid.
Something stupid.
See?
Half Mongoloid.
And here we are. God.
Oh, the drama.
The drama.
The drama.
Have you seen the new White Castle commercial?
What, with Death?
The one that has Death in it?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
What I don't understand, and I'll explain to people, first of all, what White Castles are, because a lot of people don't even know what they are.
Really? Oh, well, I guess it's international.
Bombers.
Belly bombers is what they're called. They're little tiny hamburgers and cheeseburgers that they call them sliders also, that go down really quick. You got to eat like about 6 or 7 or 8 of them, and they're best when you're really fucking drunk at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you want something to eat, and they're open 24 hours, and it's really fucking fast. Greasy shit. And it tastes fucking great going in.
Two bites,
the burger's
bam,
gone.
Burger's gone.
It tastes great going in, and it fucking burns your asshole when it comes out. It's really sick.
It reforms in the shape of a hamburger when you're dumping it out.
Yeah, it'll fuck you
comes
up
out
in the
sideways.
Morning. It will fuck you up in the morning. But they taste so goddamn good. And the thing is, the commercial that they've got now, I don't understand it. They've got Death, the guy with the sickle and everything. The Grim Reaper fucking hanging out. And at the end of the commercial, there's a black guy at the counter. Yeah. And he goes, let me get a sack of 10. And fucking Death is behind him and just touches him on the shoulder and goes, good choice. So what does that mean? So does that mean if you order fucking White Castles, you just gonna fucking die?
Yeah,
that's exactly.
I guess
what
that's what that means.
But like, what?
Dark humor.
But they're also playing to the black audience. They're like trying to kill the black audience too. Like, it's just, you know, it's so funny because
White Castles trying to kill the black man.
Yeah,
but
the black
like
people,
they do this to like. These really, really fucked up like fast food places play to like the low income, I guess, families.
And the black people haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
Even when it's called White Castle.
White Castle. And they're all in black neighborhoods.
So this is the white man's conspiracy. White Castle must have been formed by a bunch of white guys specifically.
The Klan
to kill black people.
Yeah.
The Klans. It's a bunch of people in white hoods making burgers in the fucking back.
Yeah,
you
know, it's a fast food joint, so they get the food from like some special headquarters that they buy it from. So they're probably, you know, drugging the food or something.
It shipped straight from hell.
Yeah,
it's got crack in it. That's why you. That's why you crave it.
Yeah,
Well,
isn't
it's
that
like
one
a
of
drug.
The? That's one of their slogans, isn't
that's
it?
That's it. Yeah, they got the Crave case, which is what is it? 30? 30 burgers.
30 burgers, instant fucking heart attack.
Which I guess is what they mean by death touching you on the shoulder if you order a sack of 10.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly the most healthy food you've ever seen.
And I just had to laugh. Every time I see that commercial, I got to laugh. It's like, this is how they fucking sell burgers?
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about the commercial, it starts out where there's a white guy, a rich white guy, dying in the bed. Yeah,
and his gold digger wife.
And his gold digger wife. And he leaves the white guy and saves his life touch the black guy
this
on the shoulder.
This is a conspiracy.
Am I wrong?
We've uncovered a white conspiracy of genocide against the black people.
And they're slowly clogging a black man's artery with White Castle hamburgers.
Do you want to get some later on?
Fuck yeah.
And I think we're going to have to.
I'm going to smoke a giant bowl and go to White Castle and shit my brains out.
There you go.
Yeah.
They've got, you know what they've got now? They've got the jalapeno burger. Because the regular burger and cheeseburger aren't good enough.
Yeah.
Now you've got the fucking jalapeno burger. And believe me, I've had these, and it literally, The ring around your ass,
yeah,
when you take a shit in the morning,
oh,
fucking feels like somebody rubbed jalapeno juice all over it.
Oh my god,
it burns like a motherfucker.
I got into jalapenos one time, and I was like, it started off where I'd get like a turkey hero, and I put like some like one or two jalapenos on it, and then it got to the point where I was like, I built up a tolerance, so I was like, just throw jalapenos all over it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was doing an off-Broadway play at the time, so it was great. In between two shows, so I went like I was in between the first. After the first show, I went and got a nice turkey hero loaded with jalapenos.
Uh-huh.
And then I scarfed it down.
Dying to finish the second show.
Right, no. In the middle of the second show. In the middle, like I thank God it was interactive. It wasn't my time to be on stage. The jalapenos shot right through me.
You actually took a shit?
I almost shit myself in the middle of the play, and I ran downstairs to the bed. Like, and the guy who was the director was in this play also.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. He goes, you're in the middle of the show. You can't go to the bathroom. I said it's either here or in the bathroom.
I'll shit right on your fucking stage, Pat.
Well, it was at that point because
I'll pull a Gigi Allen on you.
That was like the last time I fucking loaded up my sandwich with jalapenos. And the shit was brutal. Like, I was sweating bullets on the bowl. I had liquid fire coming out of my ass. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
You ever seen that? Dripping jalapeno, oozing jalapeno.
Yeah, that scene in Dumb and Dumber where, like, Jeff Daniels is on the bowl after a game.
It was like that.
And he was like, oh!
Kind of like that, right?
I was crying. I was wishing that I had ice cream. So I'm praying for the ice cream.
You weren't going to eat it. You were going to shove it up your ass.
Just slam a fucking cone right up your ass.
Oh, man. You know what?
Can you insert it right in my ass, please?
I'll have it in cone shape, please, so it goes in easy.
There's times that I've done that you can't even sit down. You got to, like, lay on your stomach.
Oh, yeah?
You can't even sit down after you take a shit.
I can't eat lentils, dude. I eat lentil soup. I forgot that I really, like, lentils go through me like a hot knife through butter. And I was with Russ Brunelli, who shit his pants on several occasions.
He actually shit his pants?
Yeah. Okay, this guy owned a restaurant, right? And he was in a
great. I'd want to eat there.
No. He owned a restaurant. He wasn't in the kitchen.
All day long,
so he was outside smoking a cigarette. And he goes, oh, I got a fart. So he farted, and he fucking filled up his pants.
Filled them up completely.
So he luckily he lived down the block. So he goes, I just happened. And he goes, some girl come from the restaurant comes up, hey, Russ, and she patted him on the ass.
Get out of here.
My hand to God, true story. And and she fucking, and it was like a full fucking sack of underwear full of shit, and he was like, oh, and he goes, he just went home, he goes, went right in the shower with his suit on, and just like took everything off of the shower
fully clothed.
So I was at dinner with Russ, and I had the lentil soup, and I walked home, and I didn't make it, dude. Like, I was like, I gotta go. And then, like, I was on my corner, and just like a little came out, and then a lot came out. So now I'm walking home, and I'm like, I just want to get upstairs, get in the shower. This is fucking disgusting.
Shit all over the stairs?
No. But no, as I'm walking to my apartment building, my wife's walking down the block. She's like, hi, honey. And I'm like, stay away. Just stay away. And I'm like, she's like, why? I was like, don't come to the apartment for another 20 minutes.
Jesus.
And
Metal Lord's going, why the fuck are you guys talking so much about shit, sticking shit up your asses? Lord, I honestly don't know. I don't know. We come on the air, and whatever the fuck comes out of our heads,
whatever
really
shit comes out of our
gets
mouth
on the air.
Shit happens.
We have diarrhea of the mouth tonight.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I can't eat lentil soup. I'll shit all over the
place. We've got a friend that has fucked up colitis. That actually,
we won't mention any names.
Yeah, Mikey Gibbons.
Oh. From Leeway.
I'll mention his fucking name. I don't give a shit.
Joe.
So Mikey Gibbons from Leeway, ex Leeway guitarist. He, they, a
we
bunch of people went out to San Locos, which is a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, right by me,
right by you.
I have
San Locos.
Yeah, it's good shit.
And he was in line, and he's got really bad colitis. He took a shit in his pants, and he's like, "Dudes, I gotta go. I just crapped my pants."
Oh,
so we had to put him in the car, but we had to put newspapers down.
It still go right to the
newspapers. We had to put newspapers down and drive with all the fucking windows open. And everybody had their head out the window because it just stunk. It was just horrible.
That's embarrassing. No, colitis is what?
Colitis is when you really can't control it, and it just kind of fucking flows right out of
you. Oh, man. For a young man to have that?
Yeah.
I think Russ might have colitis.
He's got that bad. He even took a shit when we were on the camping trip.
Oh, dude.
The camping trip. He took a shit that right next to his tent.
Oh.
Like, he got out of his tent, and 2 feet from the tent, he takes a shit.
Isn't there a saying about that?
Tell the whole story. Don't it's right sleep. There. And it's right there. And so me and my friend Anthony go out.
Okay.
We come out of the tent.
Yeah.
And we see this pile of shit. Like this pile of watery shit.
Yeah,
but and we're poking at it. No, we're not there yet.
All right.
So we're poking at it with
poking
a fucking
with a stick.
Because there's like chunks of things in it, and it looked like a pinky mouse was like dead inside the shit. So we're poking. We're like, what is that? Is that a pinky mouse? What is that? So what, did he shit out a piece of his colon? Or
was it a coyote that shit it?
No, what it was you, Kodo.
Yeah.
Kodo got up in the middle of the night after that.
Was wrecked fucking
and
mind,
puked on top of the pile of shit.
Oh, my God.
So there was chunks of Kodo's puke in the shit. Which brings me to, why would he shit next to the tent? And why the fuck would you get out of your tent and puke right next to the tent?
Because I couldn't walk hardly. I was so drunk. I had the spins, and at least I was able to get out of the tent, lean, and just yak.
And what was bad was he had a piece of brown on his nose because he was, because he puked into the
No.
Dude, you had that there all day.
No one said anything to you, Kodo.
Yeah, you had a piece of Mike's colon on the tip of your nose.
And there was some corn on your mustache.
But anyway, although that's not true, I'm wrecked. I'm laying back in the tent, and I hear Anthony and Joe outside the tent when they saw it. And I can't move because my head is pounding. I'm gonna ready to yak again. And I hear Joe say, "I think he shit out a piece of his colon." And I'm in the tent already dying. And I'm like, I couldn't even move. And I couldn't even tell them.
Oh,
they really thought that was what it was.
Yeah. Well, wait. I gotta, this is a chance to tell that story about what happened to me the other morning.
All right, real quick, because we're gonna get back. We're gonna get to some music before people throw up all over.
Play some shit for you.
No, I bartend.
Play some shit. Yeah.
We're gonna play some shit for you. I bartend, so I get home, usually get out of work, you do count your money, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I go to the deli, usually get something to eat, and I'm walking down my block, and I noticed there was a very suspicious couple that was, you know, just, they didn't look like they belonged in my neighborhood at 5:30 in the morning kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of like, you know, I don't know if they're looking for somebody or something, they were doing something. So I kind of laid back and let them do their thing and stayed out of their peripheral vision. So, no, but I'm watching them.
And black people don't have peripheral vision, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Did you know they had hoods on anyway.
All right, okay.
They got weak feet, too.
That's why they don't have peripheral vision, because they're always wearing hoods, so they can't see to the side. But
go on. Well, I was luckily, you know, they had hoods on. So I'm trying to keep a safe distance, because they were on the other side of the street. So now I'm almost at my apartment, and a fucking another black dude jumps out from behind the tree. Now, I'm like, what the fuck you want? You know, okay, jump. What's up? You going to do something? Fucking do it. And the guy kind of got flustered. And I'm like, well,
come on,
looking at me. I'm like, you're looking at me. What the fuck are you going to do? So he goes, I'm taking a shit. And I look down, and there's a steaming chocolate Carvel on the floor. And I didn't realize, because, you know, they wear their pants baggy. So I thought his pants were just baggy. His pants are down. And then all of a sudden, the downwind just fucking hit me right in the face. I was like, I was like, you're disgusting. He's like, what the fuck's wrong, man? A black man can't take a shit on the street. And I was like,
not on my block, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, I was just like, and then, of course, as soon as, you know, that was a commotion. I walk in my building, and then the other people from across the street came by to, like, pretty much, you know, if I would have lived another door down, I would have been in fucking trouble. But they might have.
You would have been in some shit, man.
Yeah, I would have been in shit up to my neck. Right. And but I might have, you know, I think they might have. They would have had an easy time mugging that guy in the middle of a fucking shit.
Jesus Christ!
Got his pants down. What's he gonna do? Shit all over you.
Gonna take his shit, man.
Yeah, I don't
take
shit.
No shit from that motherfucker.
No, I didn't take no shit. I left it.
All right, we got some good music coming up, and we'll be back in a little while.
Yeah.
Jesus, we're gonna continue.
Stay
with
Stay around.
The
we got
shit,
some great bro. Shit later on.
We got great shit coming up.
Holy shit.
Nothing like a little fucking guar on a Friday night.
Guar.
Fucking get your night going. All right. This is DJ Demon Fire, Steve Grillo, hanging out with me.
Uh-huh.
We are live on HardRockRadioLive.com.
HardRockRadioLive.com.
I've got the Yahoo Messenger open. That's where I am. That's how you can get in touch with me. DJ Demon Fire is my Yahoo fucking IM thing. And you can send us requests. You can bullshit with us. If you got that Skype fucking thing where you can call each other over the computer, you can fucking call us up. DJ Demon Fire is the name on that, too. So if you got Skype, you could fucking come right on the air with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So sure. Now, you were just talking about Steve-O.
Oh, Steve-O, yeah. Well, wait. We're going to talk. Could you play the thing for my wife?
No.
No, why not?
I don't feel like it. All right, wait.
All right. Yeah.
Hang on.
There you go.
That's just to scare the spirits away.
Yeah.
Because your wife,
yes,
thinks that whenever I play music, the music that I play,
yeah,
that demons are in her house, right?
Yeah, she doesn't want to welcome Satan into her house.
She doesn't want to welcome Satan, so...
Meanwhile, I can still come home.
She's married to Satan.
So the music I play summons Satan in your house.
Yeah.
In her house, in her room, when she's listening. She's all alone. She's scared.
She's scared.
So Three's Company, the theme song for Three's Company is what drives away the evil spirits.
Yes. So there you go, sweetheart. You can sit at ease right
now. Does the Catholic Church know about this? And how come they're not using it with like exorcisms and shit like that?
It should be broadcast on Easter Sunday.
Imagine that. They recut the fucking original Exodus.
Yeah.
And it's like only now a 15-minute movie because the first time that they fucking encountered a demon, he goes in with a radio and fucking presses play. Yeah. And it's the theme music for fucking... And that's it.
Yeah, that's
fucking
it.
Devil leaves little Linda, or whatever the fucking name was, and
Linda McCartney,
Linda Blair,
Lovelace. So we were talking about Steve-O is like committed or something.
Committed in like a loony bin.
Yeah.
Now, like, see, this is the first I'm hearing of it. What the fuck?
Me
happened?
Too. I haven't heard that.
He was on some fucking drugs. I saw him on Howard Stern in Demand. And he was tweaking, man. I don't know if it was... It looked like maybe crystal meth or something. He was tweaked out and angry and shouting, speaking in the third person.
Is it like a... Because the fame got to him or something?
Well, I think he was genuinely nuts to begin with. And, when you make a retard famous, this shit happens. Happened to Corky from Life Goes On.
Did it?
Yeah. He freaked out.
He went crazy?
Yeah. It was like a story back in the day this show was popular, and he started getting all this star treatment, and he was on a plane, and I guess he's used to being on a movie set where you say, I want green M&Ms, they give you green M&Ms. So he was on a plane, and he was like, give me strawberries. And they were like, sorry, we're on a plane, we don't have strawberries.
I want fucking strawberries!
Dude, how did he sound, Gotto?
I want strawberries!
Yeah, so he threw a fit on the plane. And he... And it was in the paper. He threw a fit on the plane and... like
okay, that, Jim, you don't give me the strawberries!
they when he got off, like, they had to restrain... So they had to, like, restrain him. So because, like, he was so used to getting...
They had to strain... What does he got?
He's got Down syndrome.
He's got Down syndrome.
He lives in my neighborhood. I saw him twice this week.
He's a mongoloid.
I saw him twice this week.
Like Kodo.
Yeah.
He's one of your people, Kodo.
Yeah, he's from the same hood.
He kind of looks a little like Corky, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think not.
Let's take a look at you. Let's
analyze that mug.
He kind of does look a little like Corky. He's got the face. He's got the eyebrows that kind of like go down a little bit.
And it's just like one big eyebrow.
He's looking at me like he wants to fucking kill me. Look, a mongoloid wants to kill me.
Oh, Jesus.
It'll be the Steven Mongo show.
So I guess someone like Steve-O, you give a little fame and fortune to, and he's out there. A
little bit of money.
And something for your nose.
And the accessibility to drugs.
Yeah.
And that's what'll happen to you, right?
He's basically someone who got famous from stapling his nuts to his fucking thigh. You know?
Admit, though, some of that shit was great.
He's out of his mind. He's fucking... You, to get to that level, you have to have something missing upstairs.
The Wild Boys was great.
Yeah. Well, it got a little played. It got a little on
purpose. Motherfucker jumped in the water with a fucking Mako shark with a hook in his mouth. Okay?
Notice how I'm just taking a break. I'm just letting you guys go on and on and on and on. Go ahead. Keep going.
My wife said, it's so funny. There you go.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Just in case the demons are still around.
Yeah.
I can change the words to it.
Can you?
Come and kill at my door.
Oh, don't.
Jack is waiting for you.
Yeah, I'll play the whole thing if you sing along.
Sing along.
That's all right.
No.
Come on.
Scare.
Go ahead, Kodo. You ready?
Man, it's coming up. Your part's coming up. Do it, Kodo. Do it.
Come on, sing along to this.
Come on, here we go.
Jack is waiting for you. He's going to hack your ass right up. Three's Company, too.
Ah!
You know, every once in a while,
come on, dance on our face. Yeah.
Every once in a while, something funny comes out of Kodo's
mouth.
Yeah,
and then he thinks he's the king of the show.
I know. I wouldn't want to step on your throne there, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Step on his fucking head.
That I could do.
Squash you like nut.
Thank you to what?
This ready, buddy. I heard that. That was fucking funny.
You guys were like dumbfounded when I said that.
Yeah,
you didn't know what to say.
What is this thing on?
Hello. All right, listen. This is just way out of control. We're gonna play some music for.
Yeah. Well, did you hear what I said? I saw Corky twice this week.
Who cares?
It's great.
Run up to him and punch him in his face.
No, we should hook him and Kodo up. They're long lost family.
He's a long lost brother.
All right. Well, I got something for Corky.
Okay.
I'm going to play a little something for Corky.
Oh, no. No. Oh.
I got to do it.
I will now detach myself from the show completely.
Okay. Well, back in
a
while.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah,
that was Metallica.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we were fucking talking while the music was playing. I'm like, yeah, let's fuck with somebody. Let's prank them up or something and fucking make a phone call or two. And fucking Grollo goes, hey, let's prank Ganji. I'm like, how are you going to do that? Ganji's listening to the show right now, isn't
he? Yeah, well, so he says. But I was like, well, it would be kind of funny if... See, how long,
really
it would,
stupid.
How long it would take him to realize that it's his phone ringing on the radio and in his ear. And that it's you doing the prank and him listening
You're
at the same time.
You're a very strange man.
I think that would be fucking funny. Okay. You know, Ganji's
stereo always, prank.
He's such a nice guy. He's fun to. It's fun to fuck with nice people.
You've stayed friends with him for the whole time since you
left
the show.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah, dude. We lived together for like 8 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking. I got lucky. He was fucking greatest roommate in the world. Never complained about a fucking thing.
Really?
But dude, we could be all tweaked out at fucking 4:30 in the morning. There's like me and fucking a bunch of people in my living room, and Ganji doesn't wake up from any of the noise we're making.
Really?
He gets up, walks into the fucking bathroom.
I'd get right up.
Dude, he walks into the bathroom, waves hi to everybody, morning, would get dressed and take a shower and run off to do the show. And, like, you know, one morning it was, like, fucking, like, me and some trannies and stuff. It was interesting.
You and trannies.
Yeah.
So you sit around at 4 in the morning in your apartment getting tweaked with trannies.
Not really. Well, there's other people. Like, my wife's there, and there's a couple other friends, but they just happen to be.
I could be wife and some transvestites.
They happen to be in the group of friends sometimes that I would hang out with.
All kinds of shit is running through my head right now.
And everybody else, for that matter. No, I have friends that are transvestites. It's no big deal.
Were you ever, like, tweaked out and, like, one of them grabbed your dick and you were like
turned on about
didn't
it
turn on
yeah
yet.
No it would be more like some of them would be like, I'll suck your dick like a woman. I was like, I don't give a fuck, take a hike, you
so know? Did they?
No, absolutely not. They were more like on the man side. Really? It was more of a man blowjob.
No, Steve actually said, no, I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, I'll suck your dick for $5.
Did you have a 69 with a transvestite?
Never.
In your apartment. Tweaked out of your mind at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, just fucked up, man. Just everybody just drunk.
Ganji comes out and see a 69 and a transvestite.
Yeah.
I don't think he would just say hello and get dressed and go to work.
I got
a
picture of the tuck. It was like fucking one of them bent over, and it was just like, you can see it taped all the way in the back, the cock and the balls. I was like, ew, the tuck. Get out of my apartment.
Did you suck the tuck?
Sucked it from the back because it's tucked under.
Yeah,
you can just about get to the head from the back of the thighs.
Nice rusty trombone.
Oh Lord!
Oh Lord!
So can you imagine that? Like Ganji gets up at whatever 4:30 in the morning to go to work.
He
gets
up and tuck.
And in the living room is Steve getting rammed in the ass by a transvestite
with several.
What do you think he would
all
say?
Taking, he would probably say good morning, everybody, take a shower and leave.
You think he
like
would?
He always did. Yeah, no, he was like, it would be, he would always be cool about anything that went on and, like, never complained once, ever.
Some sworn enemy. That's right. We're back. And I guess that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Next week, Friday night.
Yeah.
10 p.m. to 12 a.m. right here on HardRockRadioLive.com.
What do they do?
Or you could tune in through my MySpace.
There you go.
DJ Demon Fire. DJ Demon Fire.
That's the only time.
Eventually, I got to tell you how I got that name.
There's a story behind it, eh?
There is actually a story behind it.
There's
a very elaborate story behind it, and I don't have time to do it now, but I will tell you. We'll just fucking say that. That'll be like a little cliffhanger for next week. Yeah. You want to find out where the fuck the name came from, you got to tune in next week.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
All right, so thanks, Steve Grillo, for coming on and hanging out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. You're welcome, Mongoloid.
You're welcome, you fucking Mongoloid.
But, it's going to be, if anybody has a bar out there in New York, needs a bartender. I just got to cut. There you go.
I'm Kodo the Mongoloid. That was a voice message left for Kodo for this station.
From Gazzardo, motherfucker.
We'll be back next week. Enjoy some Slayer.
Yeah.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
That's Kodo's...
your wife's probably under the bed right now.
Yeah, that's his famous send-off. It's patented by Kodo himself. Hail Satan.
In nomine Satanus.
Yeah, right, and then when he shuts off the mic, he says, Zig Heil, but we don't talk about that.
No. That's Steve.
Can I end the show now? Are we done?
Oh, stick a fork
in it. It's never over!
Thank you very much. Here's some Slayer, South of Heaven.